away, guys.
Well, thank you, Brett. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to CAM High School as we prepare ourselves for a Rolling Hills Conference girl and boy basketball doubleheader tonight as Adair Casey comes a-calling on CAM here this evening. Girls game coming up first. They're going to tip it off at 6:15 here tonight. It's the pink out game for the CAM Cougars as they'll be doing their traditional late January game where they wear the pink jerseys and do a lot of stuff. There's a lot of pink stuff out there in the lobby when you come into the ball yard here tonight as they give you an opportunity to win some stuff at auction to help out the American Cancer Society. And they've done a pretty good job, as they always do over here, collecting a lot of stuff. There's an awful lot of things out there on the tables.
Yeah, they do a great job, and they raise an awful lot of money, too, with this every year. I know they donate the money they raise here directly to the Cass County Relay for Life, and so you know that money stays for local research, and they do a great job every year.
Absolutely. So if you're out looking for something to do tonight, maybe you're out having dinner or looking for just somewhere to go where people are, this might be a pretty good place. Got a couple of pretty good rivals here tonight getting ready to play some basketball, too. Oh, by the way, they will play basketball here, not just raise money for cancer here tonight as well. So we look forward to we hope will be a couple of good basketball games. Adair Casey swept the CAM Cougars the last time these two teams played back on December the 9th. But that was quite a while ago. So we're looking forward to what we hope will be two good matchups here this evening in our basketball game tonight here on a Friday night. So girls are out on the floor getting themselves ready. We're about 5 or 6 minutes away from the opening taps here this evening as we look forward to the start of our ball game. We'll take a timeout. We'll get you familiar with these two teams here in just a moment when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in Casey for custom design folding aluminum and canvas awnings with vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable desk and patio covers. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company at 800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com. Sint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Sint Repair, ASE certified, and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Sint Repair. Give them a call at 778-4330.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Oneida tonight as we prep for girls basketball first here this evening. Now let's take a look at these two basketball teams. Chris, you want to run through the starting lineups for the two clubs tonight?
Yeah, as we take a look here for the road squad, starting off at Eric Casey, the Bombers, head coach Corey Bartz, they're 13-2 here on the season, and this is the starting five they'll send out there. Number 15, Macy James, a 5'6 senior. Number 21, Katie Clark, a 5'9 junior. Number 23, Elizabeth Mulder, a 5'3 junior. Number 45, Quinn Ruth, a 5'11 junior. And number 53, London Weiss, a 5'11 sophomore, the starters here tonight for Adair Casey.
Take a look at some of the numbers for those players, too. London Weiss leads them in scoring, the sophomore averaging just under 15 points a game, shooting 51% from the floor, 40% from the three-point line, but she's just 2 for 5. So don't get too excited. She's not going to throw a lot of them up from out there. And she's a 63% free-throw shooter. A solid young player, just a sophomore, leading the way here for the Bombers. Katie Clark averaging 11.5 points a game on the year, shooting 39% from the floor and 35% from the three-point line. Also, Quinn Ruth down low, averaging just about 10.5 points a game, averaging over 50% shooting from the field, and she doesn't shoot from the arc. She's a 67% free-throw shooter on the year as well. Those are some of the leaders. Also, Macy James is going to shoot. She's going to average about 6 points a game for you, so they can get things done as a team. The Lady Bombers, they shoot 38.9% from the floor, 27.5% from the arc, and 51% from the free throw line, as you can well imagine with their size inside with Ruth and Weiss down low. There's not really a lot of reason for them to hoist up a lot of long-range shots. If they do shoot the three, Katie Clark is usually the one to do it. And again, she's averaging about 35% from the three-point line. So that's how they stack up for Adair Casey.
So that's the look at the Bombers there for you. And then for the home squad, the CAM Cougars and head coach Joe Woolham, they're 7-7 on the season here with a 500 mark heading into this one, and they will send out this starting five here tonight. Number 20, Allie Hosfeldt, the 5'5 senior. Also number 12, Elizabeth Maylander, a 5'5 senior. Number 22, Emily Bierman, the 5'10 junior. Number 30, Michaela Schwanke, a 5'6 senior. And number 34, Morgan Anstey, the 5'6 senior to start tonight here for the Cougars. So definitely a little bit more undersized for Cam as far as any kind of size out there on the floor, but they'll look to kind of spread things out, and they do have one player that kind of leads the charge scoring-wise, and Emily Bierman.
Well, and that would be Bierman, absolutely. But she, you know, she has to stay out of foul trouble, too. If she gets in foul trouble, then they really have some issues down low, especially dealing with the kind of size that Adair Casey has. Bierman averaging just shy of 15 points a game, shooting over 52% from the floor and 52% as well from the free throw line. Morgan Anstey averaging just under 10 points a game. She's shooting 28% from the floor and 25% from the three-point line. And then you go to Michaela Schwanke averaging about 7 points a game, and those are going to be the players that they'll depend on the most. Of course, you never know who's going to pop up somewhere as well. As a team, the Cam Cougars shoot 36.1% from the floor, 36.4% from the arc, and 52.7% from the free throw line.
So that's a look at the hometown Cougars here as we get set for girls basketball here tonight in the varsity doubleheader here this evening here at Cam High School. And both teams are getting ready to get introduced here to the crowd, so we'll go ahead and take one more quick timeout, come back with tip-off. You listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Oneida tonight. Let's take a look at the two teams as they get ready to introduce them at the starting lineup to the crowd here this evening. Again, the Cam Cougars, well, we call them home uniforms. They're not white tonight. They're wearing the pink uniforms with the white and black lettering and trim. They're wearing those pink out jerseys. On the other side for Adair Casey, they're the visitors, wearing the rose black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. These guys played once already this year. As we mentioned, these two teams played back in Adair on the 9th of December. And it was Adair Casey winning 59-37 as Quinn Ruth had a game-high 20 points in that one. London Vice with 14 and Macy James with 11. So pretty good trio that night for Adair Casey. Emily Bierman had 18 points to lead the way for the Cougars in that first ball game. But obviously Bierman will have to get a little extra help from some other players, too. You can't compete with three other players in double digits from the other team when you're trying to play uphill like that. So they hope to get off to a quick start, maybe be able to try to control the tempo of the basketball game here tonight.
Yeah, they're a team that you know, really kind of needs that more balanced production, have some players step up, you know, if they want to be competitive each night out, and got to have some players that can really key in there and help out Bierman and not make her, you know, try to do all the scoring each night.
We're going to listen in now for our national anthem here tonight. And with the national anthem in the books, that means it's about time to play basketball here tonight. Again, your starting lineups for this evening for the Bombers will be Macy James, Katie Clark, Liz Mulder, Quinn Ruth, and London Weiss out on the floor to start. And for the Cougars, it'll be Hosfeldt, Maylander, Bierman, Schwenke, and Anstey. The starting five tonight for Coach Joe Woolen, the Cougars 7-7 on the season. So away we go as we get ready for the opening tap here in our ball game tonight. Doubleheader night, boys game will follow a little bit later on tonight. That game come your way about 8 o'clock or so this evening, or, well, I guess between 7:30 and 8, we'll say, here tonight. We'll have that for you a little bit later on here on the radio. Ready to go here tonight. It'll be Bierman and Ruth in the center circle, ready to jump it up for these two basketball clubs. Adair Casey shooting to the basket to our right, and Cougars to our left as the Bombers win the tap and have the ball in the front court. Work at left side, Clark going to launch up a three right away. That's off the mark and rebounded inside by Morgan Anstey for the Cougars. And now Anstey up the floor, lost the dribble. Ball out of bounds on the far side, so the Bombers will get it right back. Just underway. Bombers with the basketball as they'll inbound. Mulder feeds it in. They go quickly into Ruth, down low. Weiss, quick jumper up and good. London Weiss down on the block with a little short jumper, and it's 2-0 in favor of Adair Casey. Pressure in the backcourt now by the Bombers as the Cougars try to break that, and they do as they get the ball across the timeline. Now Anstey here, left side, Maylander. Maylander out on the arc as the Bombers drop back into a 2-3 zone. Right side it goes. Anstey out on the perimeter with it. Leaves it back up top now. Hosfeldt. Now Maylander shuffles it across to the far side. Anstey, she'll jump one up and in just inside the arc. That's a two-point basket, and we're all square at two apiece. Weiss with the ball. They break pressure now. Mulder to the front court, stops, fires one up, off the back iron, no good, and the rebound taken by Bierman for the Cougars. Quick shot that time by the Bombers. Cougars come away with it. Hosfeldt in the front court, the bounce pass down low. It's Bierman. She turns, shot blocked by Ruth. Ball knocked free, though. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cougars. Ruth swatted that one free. Bombers couldn't corral the loose ball, so it'll stay with Cam. 6:51 left first quarter. 2-2, we're tied. Maylander with the basketball off the inbound now. Here to left side it comes to Anstey. Anstey off the arc. As she swings it all the way across now to Maylander right side. Maylander out on the perimeter looking for the top side to Hosfeldt. So dribble to the three-point line and leave it again for Maylander. To the corner now it goes as they feed it back out on the outside. Here near side it's Anstey as they work the perimeter slowly against that 2-3 zone. It's difficult getting the ball inside. The Cougars don't have much of a matchup against the size of the Bombers. Maylander now to the high post. Bierman, she got free. Short jumper rolls in. Just as I say that, Bierman breaks free at the right elbow, and she hits the 15-footer, and it's 4-2 in favor of the Cougars. Bomber basketball now to the front court. They lost the ball. High pass at center court, stolen away by the Cougars. Now it's Anstey with it in the front court. Hosfeldt with the steal. Out top, Maylander, and she rifles one up with her foot on the line. That'll be a two. As Elizabeth Maylander hits from the top of the arc, and it's 6-2 now in favor of the Cougars, and a quick timeout asked for by Cam. So the Cougars make the shot, call a quick timeout. 6-2, they lead it here early. Very, very patient. I'm sure the Cougars want to slow this thing down and take their time, work the ball, and see if they can find a crack in that armor.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job of moving the ball here so far, and like you said, just exactly that, being patient and trying to find a good look. And, of course, when you get those, you got to knock them down. They've hit a couple shots here early on, so a good start here for the Cam Cougars here at home.
6-2, the team in pink with the lead here early on. Cougars back on the floor now. Here come the Bombers as we get set to go. Bombers will have the basketball in the backcourt. Pressure in the backcourt. The Cougars will play full-court defense now. As they'll look to inbound, Mulder looking to key it in. Leaves it in here to James. James up the floor to Ruth. Left side it goes now. Clark stops, fires one inside. It's stolen away. One too many passes, and now a foul. Pass intercepted by Hosfeldt, and she was bumped and fouled as she tried to dribble across the baseline. And they're going to hit Katie Clark with the foul. That will be her first. Team foul number one against the Bombers. 5:46 to go, first quarter. 6-2, Cam the early lead and the basketball. As they work it up the floor against the pressure. Anstey dribbles through traffic, now fires it ahead. Maylander bounce feed into the lane to Bierman, and a foul. That's going to be Quinn Ruth coming down the lane, picking up the foul. A bump as Bierman tried to catch that pass going to the basket. And it'll be Cougar basketball. Anstey will inbound. Lob Bierman in the lane. Banker good. Bierman on the left side with her second field goal of the night. And it's 8-2 now in favor of the Cougars. Bomber basketball. The lob to the front court. Cross all nice passing up the floor. And it's going to be London Vice who's going to benefit as she took the feed from Mulder. They worked the ball up three quarters of the court without ever dribbling the basketball. And it's 8-4 now. Cam with the lead. Hosfeld backcourt. Across it goes Anstey. Now to the front court. It's Maylander. Out top to Anstey. Anstey, Maylander. They work the right side out on the perimeter. Again, they'll take their time and look for something to happen. Now to the left side it comes. Hosfeld leaves it here for Anstey, who picks up her dribble. And right back to Hosfeld that goes at the point. Hosfeld left side. Anstey just inside the arc. And she throws one up and in. That'll be a two. Morgan Anstey with 4 points. And it's 10-4 now. In favor of the Cougars. And a foul up the floor as the Cougars try to pressure defensively. Mulder gets bumped and fouled by Maylander. That'll be the first on Maylander. And the first team foul against the Cougars. 4:42 left here in this opening quarter. 10-4, Cam with the lead. And Adair Casey with the basketball. Mulder out top, left side Clark. Down low it goes. Vice finds Ruth going to the basket. She walked with it. Ruth caught the pass up high, which is where you want her to catch it, going to the basket, but she just fumbled it enough to take one too many steps going to the rack and turns it over. Now Cougar basketball, and again, full court pressure applied here by the Bombers. They break as they get it across the timeline. Schwenke's long pass across to Maylander. She fumbles with it, now picks it up. Lob down low, bank shot up, and good left side as Michaela Schwenke got free, and it's 12-4 now in favor of the Cougars. 4:15 left to go in the quarter. Bomber basketball, left side with it, Mulder. Out top it comes now again to James. Across to Clark, she'll launch a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, fought for, Vice has it. The putback, no good, but she's fouled. She'll get two free throws. Vice down low. Once that ball gets up in the air on the rebound attempt, it's going to be awfully tough to stop her. 12-4 the score now. Cougars lead it, 4:02 to go, and at the free throw line, London Vice for Adair Casey, and she makes the first. Vice has all 5 points here in the early going for the Bombers, and it's 12-5. One more try here for Vice, and the sophomore makes that one as well. So both of them good, now a substitution. Mulder will check out for the Bombers as Danny McCorkle will check into the ball game for the first time. Cougar basketball now. We're under the four-minute mark here in this first quarter as they cross the timeline. Here left side, Hosfeld with it. Out top, bump, and foul. Macy James, not much contact, but just enough to throw her off. And that'll be a foul, her first. Third against the Bombers. Cougar ball now as they inbound. Left side it goes, Hosfeld. She goes baseline, stops, looks for help, trapped, feeds it to Bierman. Bierman the head fake, the turn, the bank, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled now by the Bombers. They'll come out with it with Katie Clark. Clark up the floor. Vice right side. Stops. Back to Clark. Ball tip free. Still loose, and the Cougars end up with it. Quick pass ahead now as Hosfeld tries to chase it down to the front court. She's up with it to Bierman. Bierman in the lane. Scoot. Shot blocked inside. It was Ruth with the block shot. Now the ball tied up, and the basketball will belong to Cam. Ruth with her second block shot of the night. 12-6 the score. Cougars on top with the basketball in the front court. The lob for Bierman's overhead, but it's picked up off the floor by Maylander as it was knocked free. Maylander with it out top. Now left side it goes to Anstey. She'll launch a three, and that's good. Morgan Anstey just grabbed and gunned and knocked down the triple, and it's 15-6 now in favor of the Cougars. 3:05 left in this opening quarter. Pressure again broken here by the Bombers as they get it across the timeline to McCorkle. Cross now to Clark. Katie Clark out top. Looking for help, McCorkle right side. She'll dribble to the baseline. Stop, fire one up, no good. Too strong. Rebound inside, put back no by Clark, and a foul. She'll get free throws. Katie Clark got the board, got the foul call down low. It'll be Morgan Anstey with the foul, her first and the team's third. Each team with three now. 2:50 remaining in this first quarter. 15-6 the score. Cam on top, and the first free throw by Clark is no good. One more try coming here for Katie Clark. And the second one is perfect. 15-7 the score. Cougars by 8 with a basketball. 2:45 left in the quarter. Out top, they fire it all the way across court. Hospel grabs it, fires it up from 17, no good. Got her own rebound as it's tipped out. Cross it goes Anstey, just inside the arc. Her shot, no good. Bierman the board underneath. She puts it back up and in off the glass. Emily Bierman with a bucket down low. Biggest lead of the night now. It's 10 points. It's 17-7 for Cam. And a timeout asked for by Corey Bartz. He's quickly up off the bench. Not happy with what he's seeing here early. 17-7. Cougars lead it. It's just a 30. We'll keep it right here. 2:29 remaining in this first quarter as Cam has opened up a 10-point lead.
Yeah, Cam just playing smart basketball here so far. You can tell that Derek Casey's just kind of got a lack of little pep in their step. They're just kind of out there going through the motions right now and haven't been able to get anything going. They've turned the ball over four times already here, and it's really hurt them. The Cougars are just doing a good job, and they've been very confident on the outside to pull the trigger and make some shots.
Basketball belongs to Adair Casey. The lead belongs to Cam at 17-7. Bombers inbound, facing pressure. They break it. Ruth in the front court with it now. She'll wait for help and leave it out top for McCorkle. McCorkle here to the right side, leaves it now for Clark. To the high post, it goes to Ruth with the elbow. Back outside, it goes to James. Now Clark, right side. High post, Ruth. They work high-low. Ruth, baseline shot blocked away by Bierman. And the ball taken away by Cam. And with the ball here on the near side and throwing it away nearly is Hospel. She was trapped, tried to throw it through the hands. Now we've got a jump ball as Bierman and Clark and McCorkle tie it up. And it's going to belong to Adair Casey. The arrow points their direction. So a turnover, and the Bombers get it right back. Clark, right side McCorkle. She's on the arc. Looking low. Now the dribble drive baseline. Oh, tried to stop and pass. It was knocked away, but picked up off the floor by Clark. Now Macy James out top to the baseline. McCorkle right side. Clark from the wing. She'll try the three. No good. Rebounded by Vice. Vice has it knocked away and stolen. It was tapped away by Anstey as she tried to put it on the floor. Maylander came up with it. Now Maylander's pass is tipped out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Cougars. Cam basketball here in the backcourt. Minute 40 left to go in this opening quarter. A 10-point lead for the Cougars. Front court it comes now. Hospelt with it out here on the arc. Bounce pass corner to Bierman. Bierman fires it across out top. It's Anstey with it. Anstey the post to the to Bierman in the post. Now she tries to fight one up in traffic as she's double-teamed. And a whistle and a foul. She'll get free throws. They're going to whistle that against Vice. It'll be her first. Vice and Ruth had her boxed in down low, but she was able to muscle up a shot and got a foul call. So Bierman to the line here for Cam. Chance to shoot a couple. And the first one on the way. No good off the back of the rim. Bierman with 6 points so far in the game as Mulder checks back in. Clark is out this time for the Bombers. A minute 26 left to play in the opening quarter. Second free throw try here by Bierman is good. That one dances through. Biggest lead of the night now for the Cougars as they lead it by 11, 18-7. Long pass up the floor now. They lob it across to James, and that's over her head out of bounds as Macy James couldn't come up with a pass by Mulder. It was a little too tall off her fingers, and the ball turns back over. 1:20 left in the quarter. Cougars making things happen here early on, creating mistakes by the Bombers. And now the ball tapped away by Vice as they tried to go into the post to Bierman, and the ball taken away again by the Bombers. Adair Casey basketball now to the front court. Right side it comes. McCorkle out top now. Mulder to McCorkle, right side. She'll leave it to the high post. Ruth fires one up. She's tipped and her arm is hit and she's fouled. She'll get free throws. 55 seconds left to go here in this first quarter now. And that foul is whistled against Elizabeth Maylander. That'll be her second. So Ruth to the free throw line. And the first one is no good. 55 seconds left in the quarter. Wasn't much of an opportunity there. Ruth at 5'11", Mulder at 5'5". Shouldn't have much chance to block the shot. Ruth hits the second one, so one of two. And it's 18-8, a 10-point game. Cam with the ball in the lead. They try to break the pressure once again. Mulder or Maylander with it. And they fire it ahead. Now it's Hospelt in the front court. 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Out top, Maylander. Maylander to the left side now. Hospelt, they're trying to post Bierman again inside. Now they'll leave it here near side for Schwenke. Out top, it's Anstey. She's open. She'll try the three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, Bierman. Turns left side. Shot blocked away again. Weiss with a basketball. Weiss and Ruth there to block it away. Now up the floor on the run is James. Missed the layup left side, and the ball rebounded, and we're going to have a foul call, I believe. A whistle and a foul as Mailander grabbed the rebound, tried to turn and go up the floor. And we've got a foul call on Ruth, and that'll be her second. It's a tough place for one of your posts to pick up a foul.
Yeah, she was just kind of stuck in the wrong spot at the wrong time, and really the ball ended up hitting off a leg. I was surprised they came out with the call anyway.
Mailander checks out now as Shelby Erickson is in for the Cougars. Katie Clark has checked back in here for the Bombers. 21 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Inbounds feed now. Bierman has it in the backcourt. Off to Anstey, or to Hosfeldt, and they'll work it up the floor. Hosfeldt up the right side. Stops, fires off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Clark. 10 seconds left here in the quarter. And a foul here in the backside. That'll be Erickson working up the floor against Clark, and for Erickson, that'll be her first, and that'll be team foul number 5 against the Cougars. Ball out of bounds here on the backside. 7 seconds left. Clark now to the front court with it. Out top it goes from the free throw line. McCorkle, the shot no good. 2 seconds. Weiss the rebound. The pass back out, and they won't get off the shot. Weiss wasn't really in position to toss up a shot. She tried to feed a pass, and there wasn't enough time left. So we've reached the end of the first quarter, 18-8. Cam with the lead over Adair Casey after one. Back for the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours a day with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. Vice Pump Service at Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. ADM in Atlantic is the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling, with on-the-farm pickup and delivery available. ADM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 800-243-6568.
Welcome back here to Cam High School as we get set for the second quarter, and it'll be Cam basketball here as they'll inbound. And Hosfeldt looking to get it in, and she'll get it into Anstey, and she'll bring it up here across midcourt. Send it over left side. Had it tapped away, though. It came right back to her. She's able to pick it up. Steps inside the three-point arc. Shoots one up. No good. Rebound, and on the run at the floor is Macy James. Pass across the lane to McCorkle on the run. Shot goes, and she gets the foul call. She'll have a chance at a three-point play. And the foul there here against the Cam Cougars is going to be whistled that time against Michaela Schwenke. That'll be her first. And the free throw is up and good that time as McCorkle completes the three-point play, and off to a good start here in the second quarter for the Bombers, who have struggled here so far. 18-11, Cam with the lead and the basketball. They'll have it here across the timeline left side to Hosfeldt. Now over in the corner, they'll send it now to Schwenke. Schwenke to Hosfeldt. Oh, she double dribbled with it. Wanted to pass it off that time to Morgan Anstey, but she kind of waved her off, like, don't pass it to me, and then she decided to dribble again, and that was a wrong move. So I'll give it back now here to Adair Casey, and it'll be Clark who'll send it down low, and Weiss had her hand hit it there. She got the shot go, but no call, missed it, and the rebound is coming down here to the Cougars. Anstey has it right side. 7:12 left to go here in the half. Tall pass for Bierman. She's able to track it down, though. Puts up a shot that rattles out, and the rebound comes down to Weiss. And now it's tapped away up the floor as they reached across. Hosfeldt got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. And now the Bombers will have to inbound here on this near side. Mulder inbounds and walk up the floor. Easy hands. Hands will be off that of the portal for half. Here. And now at the line for two free throws is going to be a London Vice. Vice picks up the first free throw there, knocks it down, and now she's got one more coming. Second free throw up, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, underneath by McCorkle. She missed a shot on the bottom of the backboard. Rebound fought for, and we have a jump ball called. And it's going to be a arrow pointing here to possession for Adair Casey. So we'll get another crack at it here. Back up off the bench here is Quinn Ruth, and she comes back into the lineup here. She's got two fouls. They'll send it in now here to Clark off the inbound. They'll lob it down in the corner now. McCorkle back up top. James, she'll try the two. Foot was on the line, so she picks up the two and knocks it down. And right now, the Bombers are climbing back in here. 18-14, Cam with the lead and the basketball. Anstey has it on the perimeter, a lob across. They get it over there to Erickson. Back up top it goes. Now here's Anstey. Anstey will dribble out to the top of the key and now back things off towards the center circle. Skip pass across and is tracked down there by Hossfeldt. Now she'll lob it back across for Anstey. A couple of dribbles and she has to back it back out. Good zone defense right now by the Bombers. They try to force one down low and it's tipped and stolen away. They are trying to force it inside to Schwenke, and now we're going to have a foul on the tie, or a tie-up they call, and it's going to be a Cam basketball on the tie-up. So an extra fight for the ball there. And Cam gets it. They work it back up to the top. Now send it over right side. The shot is going to be off the back of the iron there. A long one by Anstey. Rebound is tracked down long as Lexi Winther is in the ballgame, went in to track it down. Now the shot by Hossfeldt in the lane missed, and a jump ball on the rebound attempt as Weiss got tied up that time with Erickson. And it'll be an Air Casey basketball. So Air Casey will inbound now here, send it up left side. Over to Weiss, now to Ruth. Nice bounce pass, but it's too slow and almost stolen. Hossfeldt came across and grabbed it and then ran right out of bounds with it. Or Minim carried her through. The Bombers will get a chance here underneath now as they'll inbound with McCorkle. She sends it in now to Ruth, down on the block to Weiss. A turnaround jumper is good. Forced her way to the basket and got the one to go off the glass. 18-16, now a two-point game. So Bombers have fought all the way from down 11. Now a lob up the floor, and it's over the head that time of Erickson. Another turnover, and the Cougars give it right back. And now Adair Casey with a chance to either tie or take a lead. 5:23 left to go here, second quarter, 18-16. Cam has the lead, but Adair Casey the basketball. James is going to try the two just inside the line. Rattles around and falls through. Macy James ties the game at 18 apiece. Pressure put on again here on the inbound. Close guarding there as Anstey will try to lob it up ahead. Gets it to Hossfeldt. Hossfeldt up ahead. Dangerous pass, but gets it up to Schwenke. And now Schwenke will send it over left side. Hossfeldt. Bounce pass to Winther. Winther lobs it back to Hossfeldt. Now a bounce across the lane. They're able to track it down with Schwenke. Now they get it back out on the perimeter. And here's Anstey up top. Anstey back over to Hossfeldt. Hossfeldt will lob it up across again. Erickson over to Anstey. Anstey with the basketball. Now she'll pull it down, try to lob it up top. It's tapped, but they're saved by Erickson. Back to Anstey. She'll drive towards the baseline. Cut off there by Clark. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Fires it back up top to Erickson. Erickson back over to Hossfeldt. Cam can't find many seams right now against the zone. They lob it back across, and now it's going to be pickpocketed as Clark went to the floor, tapped it away, tied it up against Anstey. And the jump ball is going to belong to Adair Casey, and they'll get to, or excuse me, to Cam, and they'll keep the basketball. Manny Lander checks back into the ball game, along with Emily Bierman coming back in here for Cam. And now up off the bench, Elizabeth Mulder will check in and replace Katie Clark. Inbound pass now for the Cougars, and they'll get it into Maylander. Maylander right back to Anstey. Anstey will dribble up to the top. Now kick it over left side, Hossfeldt. Hossfeldt a drive back to the top of the key. Cut off there, has to pick up her dribble. Needs some help. Now a bounce pass. Gets it off to Schwenke. She'll try to turn, go left side, has to bring it back out after bobbling it. And now she'll dribble back all the way to the top of the key. Crossover and a 5-second call. Ruth stayed with her the whole time, and the count continued, and that time Schwenke didn't get rid of the basketball. It's going to turn things over now here to Adair Casey. Bombers now Lob it to the high post to Ruth. Now across to McCorkle. Baseline shot no good. She gets a rebound, though. It came right back to her. McCorkle will fire it back up top to James. James inside. Down low to Weiss. Turnaround shot. Short off the glass. Gets her own rebound. That one's blocked, and Bierman gets the rebound. And now they're going to call Weiss for the foul on the rebound. And that'll be her second. So now Ruth and Weiss both with two for the Bombers. Maylander and Bierman both have two for the Cougars. Cam basketball in a tie game. 3:33 left to go, second quarter. It's 18 all. Here's Bierman in the center. Needs some help. Now decides to dribble, and she'll work across the timeline. Try to lob it down low. Schwenke has her shot blocked by Weiss and taken right out of her hands. They pass it off now to Mulder, and she'll run it up left side. Lob it down low, and it was saved by James just by punching it back into the court, but not enough there for Mulder to catch up to it, and it's going to be Cam basketball on the turnover. Kitty Clark quickly back up off the bench. We'll check in and replace Mulder. Inbound now here for the Cougars on the far side of the court. They'll lob it across over to Hossfeldt. Hossfeldt guarded closely by Clark. Picks it up after it was tapped away. Now she's got another dribble. She'll pick it up, though, and fire it and throw it right to Macy James, who steals it. And then Maylander stole it right back from her. A little pinball action there. Now they get it across to Nancy. They try to go for the steal from behind, and McCorkle's going to get whistled for the foul as she ran right into the back of Morgan Anstey, and she'll pick up the foul here. And now going to the line here, we'll see Anstey at the free throw line. And the foul, they signaled the wrong number there. It should have been 43 instead of 34. It's Corkle should have picked up the foul, so they'll talk about it and get it right. And now we'll go to the free throw line here, and it is going to be the 1-1. 17 fouls now against both squads. So at the line, here's Morgan Anstey, and the first one dances around and falls off the front of the rim, slapped out of there, but saved by Maylander. Another chance now here for the Cougars. Right side Anstey, guarded closely by Clark, throws it off to Maylander, now reach in by McCorkle. A little too much coming across there. Now she's got two fouls, and we'll go back to the free throw line, and this time it'll be Elizabeth Maylander with a chance. Cougars have failed to put a point on the board here in the second quarter. Trying to do it now here at the line as Mulder checked back in there, and Macy James is going to get a rest. Maylander, the free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Weiss. Cougars can't buy a bucket here in this second quarter. Up the floor, Weiss down on the right side to McCorkle. They work it around. Clark fires it back down low to Weiss. Her shot blocked by Bierman goes out of bounds. Active hands inside from both sides for the big players. Seen a lot of blocks here so far. Inbound pass here. McCorkle will key it in, gets it into Clark. She'll try to force a bounce pass, and it's thrown away. Anstey was right there to steal it. They were looking for Ruth on the block. Now up ahead quickly, they get it to Bierman, finally break pressure, a pass across to Schwenke, a nice extra pass to Maylander, and she gets the short jumper from the other side of the lane. So finally, the Cougars break that barrier here in the second quarter, and they lead by two, 20-18. And now up the floor here, we're going to have a timeout taken here by Adair Casey. It's 20-18, 2:14 left to go in the first half of play. Cam on top of Adair Casey. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station, with quality gasoline fuel, including BP, Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with local stations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Atlantic Home Realty, for all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets, call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Cam High School as we head to the final 2:14 here this first half. And Adair Casey with the basketball trailing by two. It's 2018 Cam on top here at home in this girls' varsity contest. Clark got away with a walk, but they'll keep it outside. It's going to be Mulder with it. Back to James. James will kick it over to Mulder. Mulder drives to the left baseline. Tries to fire an awkward pass, and it's ripped right out of her hands and stolen away by Schwanke. Up the floor here, quickly they run. They get it down low, and Hosfeldt was out in front of the pack but missed the shot as she turned around and tried to flip it up. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul the other way as Macy James tried to push the tempo up the floor, and she gets fouled. A little reach-in there by the Cougars, and it's going to be whistled against Morgan Anstey. That'll be her second. So Anstey will pick up her second foul, and we'll go to the line here on the other end for the 1-1 from Macy James. 18 fouls against both squads. And James' first free throw rattles around and falls through. One more coming here for James to try to tie it up. It's 2019. Cam with a one-point margin, and James does tie the basketball game. Knocks down the second one. 1:43 left to go here in this first half. All knotted up at 20 apiece. Girls varsity basketball tonight at Cam High School. Left side dribble here for Hosfeldt. She'll cook it up top now to Maylander. Maylander, the dribble, gets a screen, but has to work off of it. Now they brush Anstey off the screen, and they kick it over left side. Pass off there to Hosfeldt. Now she'll dump it off to Maylander. They're just trying to run a high screen out towards the top, and nobody really looking for a shot, though, as they come around the corner off those screens. Hosfeldt is going to turn. Now kick it off to Maylander. Maylander, another screen, and she'll curl. Now a bounce pass down to the baseline. Anstey walked with it first. Extra step there before she tried to get squared up for the shot. Good idea, just didn't execute.
It worked out the way they wanted it to, but just that little hop step to get herself right for the shot.
Inbound pass here for the Bombers. They break pressure easily this time. Here's Clark on the run up the floor, and she stops and fires one up over the top that time of Schwanke, but missed it. Rebound comes down now here to the Cougars. Anstey will run it out of traffic. 48 seconds left to go in the half, all tied at 20. Anstey with the ball out front. We'll fire it over here to Hosfeldt. Hosfeldt will dribble out front. Now get a screen from Bierman. Turn around it. Stop, pick it up. Goes baseline. Maylander. Nice dump pass to Bierman. Her shot's partially blocked, though, as she cocks back to fire it. It's stolen away. Up the floor quickly. James on the run. Layup left hand, no good. Rebound, Vice. Put back. Dances around, no good. Rebound fought for, and Anstey comes out of the pile with it. And now Vice came in to slap it away from behind, but it goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Cam Cougars.
I think the Cougars caught a break there. Looked like Anstey was the last to touch that out of bounds.
Good active hands here by both teams in this first half, and it's forced a lot of turnovers. Up the floor here, it's going to be Hosfeldt with it. 12 seconds left to go in the half to Bierman. She'll go baseline, in traffic, needs some help. Back outside. Now they get it up top to Anstey. 5 seconds to go. She'll dribble, fire one up, blocked by Clark. Ruth got it. Up ahead to James, and she tries to launch one quickly but can't get it quite off. And that's going to do it here in the first half of play. And we're going to start with a fresh look here in the second half because we're all tied up at 20 apiece. Adair, Casey, and Cam here in this girls' varsity contest tonight at Cam High School, tied at 20. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at some of the numbers and talk about the first half. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. You can also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Fairway, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service. Visit Fairway Stores Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic. Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
Welcome back here to Cam High School. We're at the halftime intermission here of this girls' varsity basketball contest here tonight on AM 1220 KJN and FM 101.1. And
also on the web at KJN.com here this evening. And just a good start here tonight for the Cam Cougars as they got off to a nice roll here at the beginning of the basketball game. We're knocking down shots. They were up 18-8 at the end of the first quarter, but it was Adair Casey rallying back to tie the score up at 18 until Cam got the next basket, and then just one more before the half ended, and that's where we sit now, all tied up at 20 apiece. So I guess a game of two good starts of two different quarters for each team.
You know, Chris, if you told me an hour ago, you know, before this game started, that the game would be tied at halftime, I would tell you that the Cam Cougars and Coach Joel Willem would be absolutely ecstatic. Because they were beaten last time by 22 points. They lost 59-37 the last time these two teams played. Adair Casey's 13-2. They're ranked in the top 15. They're a good ball club. And they got a lot of things that Cam doesn't have, size being one of the key ones. But I think the way the game has played out here in the early going, jumping out to an 11-point lead, and then seeing it disappear and going in tied at halftime, I think now just the opposite. I think Coach Willem's probably not very happy with being in a tie ball game with Adair Casey right now. And I think Corey Bart's just the opposite. I think he normally would have been disappointed if they'd have been going in tied, but I think he's probably fairly happy with it right now the way the first half started. So it's kind of role reversal tonight for these two teams.
Yeah, you tend to have a short memory in games, especially going to that locker room and how that end of that first half played out. And, yeah, definitely much more positive for Adair Casey to end the first half than for the Cam Cougars, and it's just been interesting to see the runs back and forth, and there's been a lot of turnovers here in this game as well. As to my count, Adair Casey's got 12 here in the first half, and Cam with 11, so they're almost neck and neck there in the turnover department. And it's been a lot of active hands on both ends, and the surprising thing has been down low. Emily Bierman's been doing a great job getting her hand up there and blocking some shots. And then, of course, Weiss and Ruth have been doing the same thing on the other end. And it's just really frustrating those players down underneath.
Well, and taking some chances, too, Emily Bierman, with those two fouls, trying to swat some shots out of the way. You know, you'd think she'd probably back off just a little bit because she's got two, and so do both Ruth and Weiss. The difference is Adair Casey's got two of those kind of players. So if either Ruth or Weiss gets in foul trouble in the second half, picks up that early third foul, well, they could probably withstand that a little bit better. You take Bierman out of this lineup, and there's really nobody to play in the low post. So they really need her not to be carefully aggressive, I guess I want to say, in this early part of the second half. You don't want to take away that edge completely, but still, if you get yourself in some bad positions and end up getting a couple of fouls on you, boy, all of a sudden that really changes the look of the game.
Yeah, that might be a big key to the complexion of this one is which team is smarter coming out of the locker room here with a few different players on both teams with the possibility of getting into some foul trouble early on here. So we are at halftime. It's all tied up at 20 apiece here between Adair Casey and Cam here in this girls' varsity basketball game. It is a pink out night here as well here at this ball game as they're raising some funds with a silent auction out in the lobby here of the high school to try to raise some money and give that and donate it to the Cass County Relay for Life to support cancer research for the American Cancer Society. So you get a chance, stop on over and help out that cause here tonight. And then, of course, we'll have boys basketball later on here as well as the varsity boys game will follow up this one a little bit later on. Once again, the girls are tied at 20 apiece here at halftime here at Cam High School as Adair Casey is visiting. We'll take another break, come back, and give you the numbers from the first half. You listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. When you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there for you. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan be there for you.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and the style you're sure to like.
Back here at Cam High School here at the halftime break here, this girls varsity contest, and it's a tie ball game here so far tonight between Adair Casey and Cam here in this girls game, and it's been a back-and-forth contest, as we talked about there in the first half. It was a big run to start the game for the Cam Cougars, and then for Derek Casey, they bounced back and rallied, and they were able to knock down some buckets early on in that second quarter to really rally and get this one back to that dead-even heat here at the halftime break. And of course, it's been some of the usual faces doing the damage out there on the floor, as the leading scorer for both teams is the one that you would expect looking at the stat sheet here on the season. Leading the way here tonight so far for Adair Casey has been the London Vice with 9 points out there. Also 6 points tonight from A.C. James, 3 points chipped in from Danny McCorkle, and also one apiece for Katie Clark and Quinn Ruth here in the first half for the Bombers.
Remember Ruth had 20 points the first time these two teams played, so she's got some work to do in the second half.
Yeah, that's for sure. Just 1 point, yeah. And she didn't really have any chances either, it seemed like, inside. It was mostly Vice that was getting the ball on the block, and Ruth didn't have any opportunities to even shoot.
They've been playing a lot of high-low in the first half, using Ruth not just to work the ball down low to Vice, but also using her in the middle of the floor to try to get the ball up the floor, too, against the pressure.
So that's the scoring there for the Bombers, and they are 8 of 11 there from the free throw line here in that first half of play. For the Cam Cougars, a couple of players tied with 7 points there in that first half. Emily Bierman has 7, and Morgan Anstey has 7 as well. And both of those players, all their points came in that first quarter, because it was really a miserable second quarter for Cam, as they had just one bucket in that quarter. And that belonged to the player that has 4 points in the first half, Elizabeth Maylander, and then 2 points chipped in by Michaela Schwanke as well for Cam. They were 1 for 4 from the free throw line as well. And I mentioned both teams are very close on the turnover margin, 11 in that first half for the Cam Cougars and 12 in the first half for Adair Casey. And boy, you look at that, and for both teams, it's frustrating to have a tough quarter like they both had. But really, for Cam, that, like you said, going into that locker room, you really don't feel good about just walking away with one bucket and a quarter of basketball.
You're up 18-7, it's 20-20 now, so you can do the math. It was not a good finish to the first half by the Cougars after they got off to a solid start. You know, the Cougars just, they weren't spectacular in the first half. They were just solid. They played plugged along. They took what they were given. You know, they got some opportunities. They worked the basketball around fairly slowly, waiting for their chances. And they were able to find, early on, they were able to find some players in good spots. Emily Bierman led the way early on, all 7 of her points coming in the first quarter as they slowly built that little advantage that they had early on. But Morgan Anstey hit a couple of shots, a 3-point bucket from the outside. You know, they were patient, took what they could get. It seemed, though, in the second quarter that Adair Casey, I'm not saying they played bad defense in the first quarter, but they seemed to play more active defense in the second quarter. They were really getting a hand in all the passing lanes and trying to be very much more aggressive defensively out front and pressuring the basketball. So you know, they're going to need to do that again, and they're going to need to get out and get moving up the floor. They don't want to run a slow-down game. Adair Casey would like to see the pace of this game quicken up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see how these two teams come out here as we get set for a basketball here in this third quarter, as both teams just finishing now warming up. And we'll go ahead and take one more quick timeout. Be back with second half basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services, they're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Company. Talk to Gary or Deanna today at Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028.
The basketballs, we start the second half. Bombers down low, they get it to Vice, and now to Ruth in the lane. Quick fall-away shot, no good, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cougars. So just underway, quick shot, misfires by the Bombers. The Cougars with a basketball in a 20-20 ball game. Cougar ball backcourt. Pressure again on the backside here by the Bombers. Now it's fired to the front court, tapped away and stolen by Katie Clark. Clark up with it. Now it's tapped away by Bierman. That ball will end up out of bounds down on the baseline. It'll belong to Adair Casey. So Bombers with a basketball in the front court. We start this third quarter. 20-20. We're all even. Inbounds pass lobbed out top. Clark back to the corner now it goes. As they dump it down low to Ruth on the block. Clark now to the right side. It's Macy James. James to Clark out of the point. Can they work it around the perimeter? Now Mulder with it left side on the wing. They lob to the high post. Ruth goes right to the rack. Ball knocked away out of bounds, but it was knocked away and then off of her leg before it goes out of bounds. It'll turn back over now to the Cougars. Cam ball once again. Pressure still by the Bombers in the backcourt. So they work it up the floor. Hosfeldt across here to Anstey, and she'll break pressure to the front court. Now to Maylander. Out top again, it's Anstey. She'll step up just inside the arc. Fire one up, no good. Rebound Ruth. Tapped and wowed, and it's picked up. As Clark can't handle it, picked up by Hosfeldt. Now Maylander, right side to Anstey. Anstey on the arc, leaves it to the high post, now to Bierman. Back to Anstey, almost threw it away. Now the lob all the way across the defense to Hosfeldt. She'll drive and feed it across. Anstey fires from 17, no good. The rebound taken down low, though, and a foul as Bierman got the rebound and got fouled trying to put it back. That'll be Quinn Ruth, and that'll be three now on Ruth. I guess that's where I was wondering where these first third fouls of the night were going to go. And right now it's on Ruth. So Bierman to the line to shoot two here for the Cougars. And the first one is good. So Emily Bierman puts Cam back on top now at 21-20. And one more free throw try here for Emily Bierman. And her second one is also good. So Bierman hits both. Makes it a 22-20 ball game now in favor of Cam. Up the floor, Clark with it now for Adair Casey. Spins it to the front court to Weiss. She tried to throw up a shot. It got hit down below as she was bringing the ball up. She was able to corral it and throw a line drive off the glass and in. She's in double digits now with 11, and the Bombers will get the ball back as the Cougars turn the ball over on a pass up here on the near sideline. So the ball goes back the other direction. Up the floor with it now is Clark as she breaks pressure, gets it to the front side. Bierman pressured and now drops off. Out of the baseline, James underneath. She'll fire it into the lane. Ruth, her shot blocked and a foul. Quinn Ruth in the lane trying to hit the little jumper. Got the shot blocked and the foul going to be whistled on Maylander. That will be her third. Second team. I think that the first team foul on the Cougars here in the half. Tied at 22. Ruth at the line with a chance to untie it, and she does. And that is the first lead of the night, I believe, for Adair Casey. One more free throw try coming. And the second one, no good. Front of the rim. Rebound hits the floor. And it's going to be pulled out of there by Clark. So Adair Casey will keep it. James to the right side. Clark steps inside the arc. Oh, and the shot was blocked. Now we're going to have a foul call. Well, it looked like a real good block, but they called a foul. And it's going to be whistled against Hosfeldt. That'll be her first. Second team foul against the Cougars. And the first free throw up and good by Katie Clark. Clark's been quiet tonight. That's just her second point of the ball game. Clark averaging almost 12 a game. Her second free throw, high arcing shot, falls through. So both of them good. 25-22 now, Bombers. And a turnover in the backcourt as James took the pass away from Anstey, and then Anstey stepped in front of her and committed the foul. Anstey looked like she was going to walk anyway. She had nowhere to go with it and ends up committing her third foul. So Anstey will go to the bench now as Shelby Erickson checks back in for Cam. Bomber basketball again in the front court. Here to the left corner. Ruth out top to Clark. Right side, James. Clark top of the arc. Left side again. Ruth cross-courts it. James fires from 18 off the mark. Ruth trying to save it, does, and it's tied up. Clark and Maylander each with a hand on it. The ball will turn over to the Cougars. 5:51 remaining in the third quarter. 25-22. Adair Casey with their first lead of the ball game here just a little bit ago. Bombers defending again in the backcourt. Cougars break pressure. Out top, it's Hosfeldt. Picks up her dribble. Almost nearly walking with the ball. Now Maylander. Out top, Hosfeldt. Left side, Erickson. Head fake. Cross it comes here to Maylander. Out top again to Hosfeldt. She double dribbled. Hosfeldt turns it over. The ball comes back in the other direction, and the Bombers will get it once again. Cougars really not even getting any shot attempts so much here in the second half. Turning the ball over. Now Mulder with it, cross the front timeline. It goes to Ruth. Now Weiss down the lane. Her shot skims the rim, but she's fouled going to the rack, and she'll get free throws. Foul inside is going to go against Michaela Schwenke. That will be her second. And London Weiss to the free throw line, where she's 3 of 4 on the night. And she makes the first. Weiss now with a dozen points.
Not only have the Bombers come back and taken their first lead here in this third quarter, they just really seem to be in a much better groove now.
And Weiss hits both free throws. 7-2 start to this third quarter by Adair Casey. Cougars now with the basket. Well, I spoke too soon. Cougars had the basketball. Bierman's cross-court pass to Hosfeld is off her hands, out of bounds, and it goes back the other way. We got a timeout. 5:17 left in the third quarter, 27-22. Adair Casey with the lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggins & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggins or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon. The Embers, just off Interstate 80 in Avoca, offering daily lunch and evening specials from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also for large group dining, call the Embers in Avoca. Faye Pharmacy, your prescription and health care need headquarters in Adair. That's Faye Pharmacy in Adair. Stop by today. Faye Pharmacy.
.517 left to go here in the third quarter. 27-22. Adair Casey with the lead and the basketballs. They inbound. James now to Clark right side, and Clark is fouled on the dribble drive. That'll be Shelby Erickson picking up the foul. That's already the fifth team foul on the Cougars here in the second half. And the second on Erickson. Out of bounds now. The Bombers will inbound. Mulder checks out now as McCorkle. Danny McCorkle is back in for Adair Casey. McCorkle inbounds. Weiss out to Clark. They go right corner to McCorkle through her hands, but she's able to corral it. Now back outside to Clark. McCorkle right corner. She'll pull up a try one. It's too long. Rebound off the floor, though, chased down by James for the Cougar or the Bombers. Now the Cougars tap it away and nearly steal it. Hosfeld had it momentarily on the sideline, but stepped out, and the ball will turn back over to Adair Casey. Bomber ball. McCorkle takes the inbound in the corner, left side, out to James on the wing. Cross it goes to Clark. Katie Clark, the dribble drive, stops and feeds it up top. James, the lob in the post. Weiss, had it tied up. Lost the ball. She tried to bring it up for the shot. Somebody got a hand on it. And it's taken away by the Cougars. Cam front court now here near side into the corner with it. Hosfeld will dribble back out on the perimeter. They drop back into a 2-3 zone. James tries to flash out, steal the basketball on the pass. Unable to do so. Hosfeld with it, fires it all the way across. Erickson, Maylander, right side, Hosfeld. And back out it comes. 4:20 left in the third quarter. Hosfeld will lob it to the post. It's over Bierman's head and out of bounds. Good idea, but Bierman had turned more to the baseline. The ball was thrown back over her other shoulder, and she really had no chance to go get it.
Didn't have a good look at it either. Her face guarded pretty well. She really couldn't see the basketball coming.
Back into the ball game is Anstey now as the Bombers inbound. Ruth takes it right to the rack, grabs a long pass. It goes right down the right side. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 29-22. What a turnaround we've had. Remember when it was 18-7 Cougars? Well, that was a long time ago. That was a 22-4 run ago. Cougars back the other way. Quick shot, and it goes in. Shelby Erickson right side, her first basket of the ball game. She on the right side, and it's 29-24. Up the floor now. Bombers front court. James left side drive, and she's fouled. That'll be the third on Emily Bierman. So Bierman picks up her third. Bierman, Maylander, and Anstey all playing with three for the Cougars. On the other side, Ruth has three for Adair Casey. Macy James to the free throw line here for the Bombers to shoot a pair, and the first one is good. 7 points now for James in the ballgame. 30-24, Adair Casey leading. 3:34 left in the third. Second free throw try on the way, and no good. In and out, rebounded by Bierman off the floor. James hits one of two. It's 30-24, 6-point lead for the Bombers. Up the floor now, the Bombers again, pressure in the backcourt, creating a turnover as Anstey's pass here up the sideline goes out of bounds. And the ball goes back in the other direction. Adair Casey really stepping up the backcourt pressure. Clark now to the front court. Left side McCorkle. They're trying to post low with Weiss. Can't get it to her. Now up top it's Clark. Again, McCorkle on the left perimeter. Lobs it all the way across to James on the baseline. High post in the lane. Ruth, short, soft jumper is up and good. Quinn Ruth at the, from the high post. Skipping inside the lane. Takes the pass and floats it in. 32-24. Cougars up the floor quickly now. As they get it across, Anstey, right side, Maylander here in the corner. Maylander to the high post now as they get it off. Schwenke now left side, back across it comes again now to Maylander. And she'll feed it back out top. They'll reset. Erickson, left side, Anstey, looked at the three, now drives the lane. Kick across now to Erickson. Her pass tipped and stolen. Clark with the steal. Katie Clark will bring it up the floor herself. Left side, dumps it down to James. Her shot blocked away. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Clark. Quick shot falling away. No, won't go, but she's fouled. And she'll get free throws. That'll be Shelby Erickson picking up her third. Clark will get a couple here from the free throw line. Katie Clark with 3 points in the game, all from the line here tonight. She's 3 of 4. Make it 4 of 5 as she makes the first one. Tierney Southman into the ball game now for the Cougars. As Erickson checks out, Southman, a 5'9 freshman. Second free throw try by Clark is too strong off the front of the rim. Rebounded by McCorkle. Her putback won't go, though, and Bierman grabs the rebound. 33-24, a 9-point Bomber lead. Maylander, front court, bounce feed into the lane for Bierman, stolen by James. James wants to run up the floor, crossover, goes right side and lays it in. Coast to coast for Macy James. 35-24 Bombers. Quite the turnaround here in the ball game tonight. 2:10 left to go in the third quarter. Ball in the backcourt again. The Cougars struggling. Ball tip free, loose. Now tied up at center court. And wouldn't you know it, the arrow points to Adair Casey.
They're just being extremely active. Keeping hands moving, feet moving, shuffling. And they're getting in there and getting the balls and tying them up. And they're winning that battle.
Mulder back in now for the Bombers. 35-24, Adair Casey with the lead. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Bombers out top. Right side it goes Mulder. She's on the arc. Dumps it to the high post. Dangerous pass there. Got it to Ruth. Now James down low. McCorkle. She'll turn and fire. No good. Rebound Ruth. Her foot back up. Good off the glass as it rattles through. Quinn Ruth with 3 buckets here in the quarter. The soft touch makes it 37-24. Backcourt, Cougars with the basketball again, working against the pressure, and another turnover by the Cougars. Anstey just got lost in traffic back there and travels with it. We're going to have a timeout asked for now by Cam. Joel Willem trying to figure out how to get into the heads of these girls at this point. Adair Casey sure got into their heads. 37-24 the score. We'll keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout. A minute 36 left to go in the third quarter, and the Bombers on a roll right now.
And Cam, the biggest thing for them is they got to value the basketball, the value possessions. A lot of that credit goes to Adair Casey and their stepped up defense, but they've almost doubled their turnovers now for the game. They've had 10 here just in this quarter, so that's not going to get it done. You've got to keep possessions to be able to give yourself a chance to score.
Well, the Bombers are right now on a real good run, a 30-6 run right now, and they lead it. Into the lane now. They get it in bounds, dump it into Ruth. The ball knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by the Cougars as they kicked it out. Katie Clark back up off the bench for the Bombers. She'll take the place of Macy James on the floor. Minute 32 remaining here in the third quarter. Adair Casey basketball. Inbound, Weiss in the right corner. She'll fire one up. No good off the rim. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Southman. The basketball will belong to Adair Casey. Bomber ball down on the baseline. McCorkle will key it in. Lobs it here left side. Weiss in the corner. Out on the wing. Now they dump it down low, posting Ruth. The turn, the bank is good. Boy, Quinn Ruth has made up her mind to be a big part of the offense here in the third quarter. She's got 9 in the quarter. She only had 1 in the first half. And it's a 39-24 lead and another turnover in the backcourt by the Cougars. Anstey's pass too tall. here on the near side for Maylander. The ball turns back over one more time. Aaron Doherty off the bench now will check in for the first time. Bomber ball. Down low. Vice, left side. Shot blocked. Got it back. Puts it back up. Blocked again. Oh, the ball hit. That should have been out. Hit the basket support. They let him play on. And it's going to be Cougar basketball. Up the floor it comes now as they get it across the timeline. Doherty out top. Maylander open for three, and that's good. Maylander tosses in a three. And it's 39-27. 45 seconds left. Vice in the lane. Back the other way. Shot blocked by Bierman. Rebounded by Ruth. Now it's on the floor and tied up. Clark and Sothmany, or Clark and Doherty, each with a hand on it. The ball will belong to Cam this time with 40 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Now look to inbound out. Doherty trying to get it in, and we're going to have a 5-second call. She couldn't get it in time. Good pressure again by Adair Casey, and the ball will go back again to the Bombers. 39-27. Inbound speed, left side, it's Ruth. Her shot blocked. Taken there, though, by Clark as she keeps it alive. Now Ruth, nice spin. Bank shot up, won't go. Rebound, Vice underneath. In traffic, and she's fouled. Like a wrestling match inside down there now. It's going to be Bierman, and that will be her fourth.
Somebody else has got to step up for Cam. I know they're a smaller ball club, but you got to box out and help her out. She's doing all the work down low trying to get those boards, and she just can't do it all on her own.
Vice misses on the first free throw try. She'll have one more coming. Lexi Winther back into the ball game now as Bierman will have to check out with four fouls. Vice will have one more try here. And this one is good. 40-27. Bombers lead. Cougar basketball now. They try to work it up the floor. Doherty backcourt, dribbles into traffic. Neat side, she walked with a basketball. Doherty got caught in traffic, nowhere to go. Tough place for the sophomore, and she turns it over. 22 seconds remaining in this quarter. Bombers look to inbound now. They do. Clark right side on the wing, the lob for Vice. Vice on the block, a short jumper, good. London Vice, boy, the posts are doing a lot of the work here in this third quarter here for the Bombers. 10 seconds left to go here in the third. Doherty backcourt trying to dribble through traffic. Still looking for help. Now fires it ahead. Schwenke up the left side, and time's going to run out. They won't get off a shot. 42-27. Adair Casey has taken command here in the third quarter. Back with a fourth in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they are offering a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. So if you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone or a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all of your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Welcome back here to Cam High School. Here as we head to the final quarter of play, it's Adair Casey on top, 42-27. But that doesn't tell the story of the basketball game. It's a 35-9 run right now here for Adair Casey. 18 points for the Cougars in that first quarter alone, and they haven't doubled that output since then. Now it's just sitting at 27, so it's been a rough go here for the Cougars in the second and third quarters. Now a pass here left side as Adair Casey starts with the ball. It was missed by everything by Mulder, but Clark got the rebound and the easy putback on the other side. And that extends the lead for the Bombers, 44-27. And now we're going to have a foul. A player just kind of fell down there that time, Hosfeld, but they're going to call Macy James for a foul. She'll pick up her second.
That was the first field goal of the ball game for Katie Clark down there on the other end. She's the second leading scorer for the Bombers, you know.
And, the big heavy lifting there in that third quarter was done by Vice and Ruth down low. Cougars will try to lob it down low. It's tapped out of bounds. Vice with quick hands to knock it away as they're looking to try to force it down there to Schwanke. And remember, the big force for the Cougars right now is on the bench. Emily Bierman with four fouls. Inbound to Maylander. Pass off now here. Anstey gets it across. Hossfeldt. She'll dribble right side. Hang on to it. Dead it down low on the baseline now. Schwanke. And she'll dribble back out to the three-point arc. And quick hands to able to knock the ball away. Actually, they're going to call a foul. Looked like it was just knocked out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul. Whistled against Danny McCorkle. That'll be her third. And that's just the third team foul now here of this second half against Adair Casey. Pass left side for Hossfeldt after the inbound. It's 7:03 left to go in the game. 44-27. Jumper by Maylander is short on the baseline. Rebound batted around, and it's off the hands of Schwanke out of bounds. It'll be Bomber basketball. Full court pressure put on here by the Cougars. McCorkle has to rifle it up ahead to Weiss, who's out in front of the pack. She'll fire a pass across to Clark.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. All's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. Call 712-774-2215. Atlantic.
Now for the Cougars, they'll fire one up, and the shot is going to be missed off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around, and the Bombers come up with it. Clark has it. She'll run it up the right side of the floor. Missed out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover back here to Cam. 6:27 left to go. It's 46-27. Deer Casey with the lead, and now back up off the bench. They're going to bring Bierman back in here with 6:27 to go, and she's got those four fouls. Up the floor now, here's Maylander. Maylander will send it over right side. It's in the corner, kept here by the Cougars. In trouble, Anstey had it stolen from her. They took it out of her hands. Weiss came up with it. And now we're going to have a traveling violation whistled against Elizabeth Mulder as she received the pass. Turned to try to go up the floor, but right in her way was Hossfeldt. And she ends up making a couple extra steps to try to get around her. So now we'll inbound here underneath, and it's knocked out of bounds quickly. James got a hand in there and knocked it away. 6:11 to go. 46-27 is the score here. Dare Casey with the lead here on the road against Cam in this girls' varsity contest. And now a quick shot on the arc is missed out there by Anstey. Rebound long, though, to Hossfeldt. Over to Maylander. Her shot no good. Rebound down on the baseline to Anstey, and then it's knocked out of bounds off of the leg of James. And it'll be a Cougar basketball underneath. Get another crack at it here. Trouble getting it in, and now Anstey just rifles it up high, and Hossfeldt comes up with it. 5:56 to go in the game. Right side pass over to Maylander. Maylander lobs it to Bierman. Bierman tries to throw it down on the block. It's tipped and stolen by Ruth. Got up tall there to knock it away and steal it. Clark on the run the other way. She'll stop, fire it over right side. Mulder trying to get it down low to Ruth, who's streaking down the right side of the lane. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers. McCorkle will inbound. And she'll rifle it up top here for James. James right back to McCorkle. She'll shoot the shot just inside the arc and bury the high arcing two-pointer. And now a turnover back the other direction as the Cougars turn it right back over, and Adair Casey gets the ball here on Cougar into the floor to try to get some easy points. And the inbound, and they'll leave McCorkle wide open, and she's going to shoot, rattles around, no good. Bierman pulls down the rebound. Cougar's in trouble. Anstey tries to dribble out of pressure. Now she'll work up the left side of the floor all on her own. Dumps it off now here to Hossfeldt. Hossfeldt, left side pass over to Anstey. Anstey back across over to Maylander. Mailander will hang on to it on the right wing. Now back up top to Hosfeld. She dribbles, kicks it back to Mailander. Jumper on the way, short. Rebound, Bierman, and it's tapped around, and Hosfeld comes up with it. Out to Mailander. Hosfeld didn't think it was coming to her. Ducked. Bierman came up with it. She missed a shot off the glass, too short, and the rebound to the Bombers now. Ruth came up with the board, and here come Adair Casey up 48-27. They lead it. 4:45 left to go. Clark's going to try a three left side. Missed it too strong. Bierman the rebound. Off to Anstey on the run. Anstey up the floor. The right-handed dribble. Turns and spins away from traffic. And now we're going to have a reach-in foul here. Late whistle that time. And it's going to be Macy James who picks up her foul. It's the third on Macy James. Fourth team foul now here against the Bombers. And now we'll see Shelby Williams check in here to the ball game here for Adair Casey. And now Vice came back in as well. A quick step inside, a shot up off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound McCorkle, she'll fire it up the floor. And it was intended for Vice, knocked away by Anstey, and Bierman came up with it. Turnover to the Cougars. Now Mailander up the floor. Kicks it across over to Hosfeld. Back up top, Anstey will try the long three, that's short. Rebound tapped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. And they say a last touched here by Adair Casey. Anstey will inbound here underneath. Slaps the ball to get him going. And here to Mailander. She'll shoot the shot just inside the three-point arc. No good. Rebound pulled down by Vice. 4 minutes left to go in the contest. And Adair Casey with the basketball out front. McCorkle. 48-27 lead for him. Inside pass to Shelby Williams. Back out to Vice. Her jumper on the way, no good from the baseline. Rebound to Anstey. And now she'll work it up against the pressure. She gets trapped and now needs some help. We'll flop it over to Mailander. They need to get it across. Now they do up the head to Bierman. Back over to Anstey. She'll drive right side all the way to the rack. Layup good. Nice decisive move by Anstey that time. And it's 48-29. Bombers lead it here. Right side pass. They get it down on the block. It's a turnaround shot by Vice. No good. And now we're going to have a foul over the top as Shelby Williams was reaching over the top to try to snag that board. Be her first, and we'll inbound now. It's a 15 foul here against the Bombers. 3:24 left to go in the game. Up the floor, and a timeout taken here by Cam. We'll take a full timeout. 48-29, Adair Casey leads it over Cam in this girls' varsity game. 3:20 left to go. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing. A great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon on Highway 71. The Sports Bar at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout, inbound here, and the Cougars have it out on the perimeter. Going to be dumped down underneath. Bierman tries to go up over the top of Williams. Shot was missed, and rebound on the far side was pulled down by Hosfeld, and we're going to have a foul call here. Foul is going to be whistled against Katie Clark. That'll be her second. And now we will go underneath here with the Cougars inbounding. That was the 16th foul now against the Bombers. Up top, Hosfeld off the inbound. We'll kick it back in the corner. Anstey had to go track it down. It was just tipped. Now she has it up top of the key, guarded by Clark. Pass over to the left side. Hosfeld down in the corner to Bierman. Bierman to Schwanke. Her quick shot, no good. Rebound by Ruth. Ruth fires it up ahead to Vice. Vice on the run over to James. And she'll go straight to the basket. Missed it. Rebound by Bierman as she came down the floor to get it. Now tied up as Vice reached in there and got a handle on it. It'll be Cam basketball on the arrow. Inbound pass now here for the Cam Cougars, and Maylander will bring it and kick it across to Hossfeldt. Now down in the corner they go. Schwanke, a bounce pass and a little bit too low for Bierman. She forces it back outside. Anstey for three at the top of the key. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Saved by the Bombers as James saved it in right to Ruth. Back to James. Now she'll throw it back to Ruth. Ruth up the floor to Clark. 2:19 to go in the contest. It's 48-29. Bombers on their way to another victory here tonight. Pass in the corner and a shot up on the way by Ruth. No good. Rebound and a foul over the top called on London Vice. That'll be her third. And now we'll go to the other end. That is the 17th foul now here against Adair Casey. 2:05 left to go on the clock. It's 48-29. Adair Casey with the lead here over the Cam Cougars. Cam led early in this game by as many as 11. Only had one field goal, though, in the second quarter, and things didn't go much better in the third. And now we're going to have Vice and Ruth both check out here for Adair Casey as Megan Golly comes into the contest. And they also bring in Anna Mulder. Free throw up on the way and no good that time by Schwanke on the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to Adair Casey. Now a steal from behind. They stole it right back as Hossfeldt came up with it. Now it's thrown away again as it's stolen by Mulder. Anna Mulder will run it up the floor. Now she has it stolen out of her hands by Maylander. Back and forth we go. Here's Maylander firing it up ahead to Hossfeldt. Hossfeldt almost traveled. Now kicks it back up top to Maylander. Lob across. Anstey will try the three, and she knocks it down. Morgan Anstey with the triple. She's got both of the only buckets here in this fourth quarter for Cam. And now another tap out of bounds, and Adair Casey will have to inbound again. Mulder's going to check right back out, and they'll bring in now Robin Walhove into the contest. And now it's slapped away. Bierman got a hand on it, slapped it right up, back out of bounds. 1:28 left to go in this fourth quarter. Inbound here for the Bombers again. They get it inbounds to James, and she tried to save it in before she went out of bounds and saved it right to Anstey, so it turned right back over here. Anstey will stop and fire one from the top of the key. Missed it well short. Maylander tipped it in to save it, and it comes into the hands of Williams for the Bombers. Now off to Clark. She'll run up the floor wide open all alone was Macy James, and she'll get the easy layup. 1:05 left to go in the contest. 50-32 at Air KC on top of Cam. Baseline dribble. Anstey kicks it across. Hossfeldt, the quick jumper short. Rebound inside Bierman. Her shot partially blocked from behind by Clark. And it comes into the hands now of the Bombers. Clark will just walk it up the floor. 45 seconds left to go. Out front. Kick it over here to Galley. Galley back over across. Now it goes here to James. She'll decide to fire the three. It's off the iron, no good. Clark the rebound into the middle of the lane and puts it back up and in. And now a quick timeout here coming from the Cam Cougars as they want to bring a lineup change in here real quick. Not going to spend much time talking about anything. Just want to get to their starters off of the floor and bring in some fresh faces. Alyssa Craiglin comes into the contest. Also back in there is Tierney Seldman. They bring in Lexi Winther as well, along with Aaron Doherty. Now a quick shot here is up and no good by Soldman. Rebound's on the floor. They're fighting for it. Shelby Williams came up with it. Now up ahead, they'll throw it on the run, and the layup is going to be good on the other end by Robin Walhoog as she picks up the bucket. And now with 6 seconds left to go, Cam has it. They'll fire it right side. 4 seconds to go. Back to Erickson. Erickson back to Soldman, and she hits the shot right as time expires here to get herself into the scorebook here, and that's going to be the end of the contest. As Adair Casey, a nice rally here in this one. They were down by as many as 11 early in the first quarter. Rally back to tie it at the halftime break. And then they end up with a big, nice 20-point victory here. 54-34, your final here tonight. Take a break, come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Daryl D. Smith Company. Look to Mark Smith for answers regarding traditional and Roth IRAs. If you've been wondering which IRA best fits you,
Give Mark Smith a call at 243-2466 or stop by Daryl D. Smith Company, 603 Poplar in Atlantic. If you want a beautiful yard that's weed-free and green as can be, give Jim Fisher of Fisher Turf Care a call. Jim offers free estimates and can answer any of your lawn care questions. Call Fisher Turf Care today at 783-4232 or 249-0044. R&B Feeds at Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Cam High School as we wrap up this girls varsity contest here tonight. It's a 54-34 victory here tonight for Adair Casey, and they had a nice rally there at the end of the first half and tied things up at the halftime break after trailing by 11 in the first quarter. And boy, they didn't look back from there. They just kept going on a nice run. It was a big third quarter for Quinn Ruth and London Vice, and the Bombers just got much more active on defense and really started to frustrate Cam.
Yeah, and well, the bigs really got active inside, and that was really a lot of the difference in the basketball game. Is, you know, they, especially in the third quarter. I mean, Ruth and Vice really stepped it up a lot in the third quarter, and that really kind of opened up some of the other players too. When you start to get a lot of active movement out of your bigs, and the ball moves around real well inside and out, yeah, only good things can happen, and that's kind of the way it went here tonight. Just, you know, Cam. You know, they just, it's tough. They don't have the kind of size that Adair Casey has. They played as well as they could early in the basketball game, but there comes a point in time when it's just awfully difficult to compete when you're always looking up, trying to swat those balls out of the air and watching that ball zip in and out, high, low. I mean, it's just, it's very difficult, and they struggled with that tonight, and they really struggled as well with the pressure of Adair Casey getting the ball up the floor. A lot of third-quarter turnovers contributing to that Adair Casey run.
Yeah, just a really poor third quarter there for Cam as he came out and didn't get off to a good start and just kept kind of snowballing on him. And had 13 turnovers in that third quarter alone, so that'll really put a hurting on your offensive output, and it sure did for the Cougars. As we look at the score sheet here tonight for these two teams, for Adair Casey with the victory, they were led by 15 points from London Vice here this evening in the contest. Also here tonight we had 10 points chipped in by Quinn Ruth as she went on a nice run there in that second half, as she only had 1 point there in the first half of play. Had five chipped in here tonight from Danny McCorkle. 10 points here tonight for Katie Clark, 11 for Macy James, and five for Danny McCorkle, as we mentioned, then two for Robin Wallhoof late there in the contest as well. They went 17-25 from the free throw line here this evening as well for the Bombers. So, good all-around effort. Had a lot of people getting in there and helping out the cause here tonight. Also for Cam Cougars, they finished tonight here with 12 points for Morgan Anstey. Also 9 chipped in from Emily Bierman here this evening. 7 points for Elizabeth Maylander here in the contest. Also 2 points apiece chipped in by Shelby Erickson, Michaela Schwanke, and also for Tierney Soden with that late bucket there at the final buzzer here in the contest. And not many trips to the free throw line here tonight. 3 of 7 for the Cougars here this evening. And they turned the ball over 27 times here in the contest. Adair Casey did have a few late ones as well that kind of added to their total, but they ended up with 21 turnovers on the night. So neither team really taking great care of the basketball. But, of course, it was Adair Casey with that advantage with the tempo and then, of course, starting to get the bigs involved and kind of imposing their will a little bit down the stretch.
Yeah, good win tonight for Adair Casey. A tough one for Cam. They had a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm early on, but Adair Casey showed why they are now 14-2 as they played strong, didn't let it worry them too much when they were down, just battled back and took care of things in the second half.
So a nice run there here for Adair Casey to win that girls contest. We've got another one coming up here for you in just a little bit, as we'll have boys varsity basketball as those two teams are out on the floor getting themselves warmed up here this evening for the second half of our doubleheader. So we'll take a quick break here and we'll send it back to the studios for a little bit. We've got a weather update and a little bit of sporting news from Quentin Haley back in the studio, and we'll be back here in about 8 minutes or so here to get you started
for the boys' contest here tonight, as it'll be Adair Casey and Cam squaring off. Once again, the final score here in the girls' varsity contest tonight, 54-34. Adair Casey wins it over Cam. We'll have more basketball coming up here tonight on AM 1220 KJN and FM 101.1 as well. And you can also listen in on the web at KJN.com. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.